Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Hey, it's day three of our literature unit. We're focusing on the novel Holes, a book, that's directed or written for teenagers, you could say. Our author that we are spending some time talking about is Lewis Sacker, and he's an American who was born in New York, later moved out to California, went to school out there, and just had this really driving passion within him to write. But sometimes, you know, you can't make a lot of money writing books if people aren't buying your books or don't know about you. So he kind of took a long career detour into law school, and then suddenly people were buying his stuff, and he got to just focus exclusively on writing.
Indeed. So he kissed his law career goodbye and hasn't looked back since. He is now a very successful author of children's novels.
Good for him.
And we're talking about the novel Holes, which is the one that made him famous way back in 1998. That's actually ancient history.
Yeah.
Back in the 20th century. Some people were actually living back then. But in any case here, we are going to talk about some of the themes and ideas in this book and why you might enjoy reading it yourself. I might check it out myself or recommend it for other young readers or students of English as another language. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. Holes is an entertaining novel that not only has several impressive characters and plot twists, but also touches upon some important themes. The most powerful of these is the concept of destiny. Several of the novel's main characters seem to lead a life crammed with ordeals owing to the actions of their ancestors. For example, at the start, Stanley is reluctant to stand up for himself because he believes he is cursed and that there's nothing he can do to change his fate. This symbolizes that people's ideas about destiny are powerful forces in their lives. Justice is another theme that is prevalent in the novel. The plot stretches over several centuries and involves many characters who have never met each other. However, by the end of the novel, things are pieced together nicely, and everyone, whether dead or alive, seems to receive the justice they deserve. Interestingly, it is not the legal system that grants everyone justice. Instead, wrongs seem to be corrected by a force of truth and righteousness in the universe. A good example of this is Sam, who is killed because of racism. Although he never receives justice in court, nature avenges him by drying up the lake, therefore punishing the townspeople who took his life. The idea that friendship can transform our lives is also presented in Holes. At the start of the book, Stanley doesn't have any friends. He's been bullied before and doesn't think others will accept him. Then he meets Zero, a quiet but smart boy with similar issues. Over time, their bond thickens and they make great sacrifices for each other. This, in turn, breaks Stanley's family curse. The novel seems to suggest that loyalty and kindness will eventually reap rewards.
Okay, guys, so let's just dive in, get started here on the first sentence. Holes is an entertaining novel that not only has several impressive characters and plot twists, but also touches upon some important themes. If something's entertaining, it's really amusing, it might make you smile, might make you laugh, you're really interested in watching it. It is that way, they say here, because it has several impressive characters. If somebody's impressive, you kind of have to admire them. You think it's kind of cool what they're doing. Maybe you have some impressive talents that, you like showing off. But they've got some impressive characters. And also, there's some plot twists in this novel. If there's a plot twist, it means something surprising happens at a certain point in the novel, and it goes in a different direction than you were expecting it to go in. Maybe someone turns out to be bad that you thought was good or vice versa, but also the book touches upon some important themes. So if touches upon just means it mentions, it brings those things up. I wanted to mention, too, there's a pattern we're using in this first sentence that's very popular in Taiwan, which is not only, but also. Please be careful and not overuse this pattern. It seems to be the most popular grammar pattern in the whole country. And sometimes I see it way too much.
Well, be nice there, because I guess it's one of those English patterns that is easy for local people to understand. So when they get a chance to use it, it makes them feel like they're really speaking good English. Not only, but also.
Only use it once in one piece of writing. Don't use it more than that.
Yes, use it in moderation.
Yeah.
But in any case here, yes, it's an entertaining novel. It has impressive characters and these plot twists, things you don't expect.
Yeah.
But then it kind of touches on these other themes, mentions them in passing, doesn't spend too much time on them, but also mentions them. And the most powerful of these plot twists and these themes that the book touches on, is the concept of destiny. Destiny is what's going to happen at the end, and usually we think your destiny is something that has been determined ahead of time by some powerful force, maybe God or something, or some powers of the universe. We all kind of think, hey, my meeting you here was destiny. We were meant to meet here together today. We were meant to be together. You are my destiny.
Several of the novel's main characters seem to lead a life crammed with ordeals owing to the actions of their ancestors. So if you cram something with something else, it means you're trying to force something into kind of a small space. Perhaps you're going on a trip and you take out your suitcase and you cram it full of clothes. Or maybe your room is crammed full of books or video games or something else. Here, it's crammed full of ordeals. An ordeal is a painful, difficult situation that sometimes you have to go through in life. We'll often say, I have to face an ordeal, or I survived this horrible ordeal. Maybe you've had a tough time paying your taxes. Sometimes we'll joke about some of these things that aren't too serious, like paying taxes, and say, oh, it was an ordeal. Or maybe you had a bad date. That can be an ordeal. Now, if you've had to deal with these things because of your ancestors are people in your family that were born before you, that lived before you were born. Some of them may still be alive, but some have probably passed away, like your great-great-great-grandfather.
Indeed, and yes, indeed, we do have ancestors who are pretty much all dead now, but sometimes our ancestors did things that might influence what is happening today, and we might be cursed by our ancestors, and we have to fulfill some kind of destiny because of what they did. Now, for example, at the start, or at the beginning, Stanley is reluctant to stand up for himself because he believes he is cursed and that there's nothing he can do to change his fate. He cannot change his destiny. So, yes, indeed, he doesn't want to stand up for himself. If you stand up for yourself, you basically don't let other people push you around.
Yeah.
When something goes wrong and it's somebody else's fault, you say, hey, it's your fault and you should pay the price for doing that, not me. But he's reluctant to do that. If somebody bullies him or blames him for something, he kind of says, oh, well, okay, I'm guilty even though I didn't do it, but it's my destiny. I'm always going to fail. So he's reluctant to stand up for himself. If you're reluctant, that means you're just unwilling to do something. You hesitate. You just don't want to do it. When I asked Mindy out for a date, she really didn't want to go out with me. She was reluctant to say yes. And, of course, later on, we never did go out together. And she regretted that gratefully because I turned out to be such a wonderful guy.
Yes.
And she ended up with some loser.
Of course.
Who was a drunkard and beat her. She should have gone out with... No, well, I'm just making that all up. But in any case here, Stanley is reluctant to stand up for himself because, well, I'm cursed. It's my destiny. It's not going to make any difference. There's nothing I can do about it.
There's always something you can do about it. You got to believe that. Now, this symbolizes that people's ideas about destiny are powerful forces in their lives. This is true. Now, if something is symbolic of something else or is symbolizing that something is this case. It just means it's representing it. So this symbolizes that people's ideas about destiny are really, really powerful. So be careful about how you think about destiny. Remember, we always can choose our path. Sometimes it's going to be harder because of things other people did before us, or maybe of your family circumstances, but you can always change things if you work hard. So to symbolize something means to represent some sort of idea or something else. We always use kind of the example that flowers and chocolate and red hearts symbolize romantic love. That's an example.
Yeah, I guess they do. So this all symbolizes or represents that people's ideas about destiny are indeed very powerful, and it's hard to change your life if you believe in that stuff. Well, another theme in this novel, another idea is justice. Okay, justice is another theme that is prevalent, or it's very common in this novel. Justice, of course, means that, things work out. You know, the guilty are punished, and the innocent go free. Of course, a lot of times we find out that, indeed, there is no justice in the world. That guy got away with murder, okay? He should have been punished. He should have been sent to jail, but he got off scot-free. There's no justice. But I think most of the time, though, there is justice in the world. Unless you're really rich and powerful, then you can do whatever you want.
Oh, they'll get it at some point. Now, the plot or the story of the novel stretches over several centuries. It also involves a lot of characters who have never met each other. Remember, you're never going to meet your great-great-great-grandfather. By the time you're born, he's already gone. But what happens is their ancestors actually have important parts of this novel or pieces that we're going to piece together. So you're going to take different parts of the story from different people, tie them together, and then you'll understand what's going on. We'll piece together story plots, piece together what happened, you know, if you're not sure of all the details. Police will piece together what happened at a crime scene so that they can understand exactly how the accident happened. Well, things are going to be pieced together nicely at one point by the end. And everyone, whether they're dead or alive, will seem to receive the justice they deserve. If you deserve something, it means you've worked for it, or you've done something bad, and something bad happens to you, and you know what? You deserve it. It's because you did something bad that something bad happens to you. So hopefully you deserve good things because you've done good things.
That's right. If you've done something bad, then you deserve to be punished. If you've done something good, then you deserve to be rewarded. Okay, that brings us to the halfway point of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher. You all deserve an excellent explanation from our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Trevor. 今天我们要阅读的是 Unit 15 文学单元 Holes。 Exploring Our Inner Treasure 的第三天课程。今天的文章会介绍《动》这本小说的几个重要主题。第一段就提到人们对命运的看法会对他们的人生有巨大的影响。我们看到这一段的倒数第二句， For example, at the start, Stanley is reluctant to stand up for himself because he believes he is cursed and that there's nothing he can do to change his fate. 举例来说，在小说的开始， 史丹利不愿意捍卫自己，因为他相信他受到诅咒，并相信自己无法做任何事来改变命运。我们看到这句的一个形容词 reluctant， 意思是 not willing to do something， 勉强的，不愿意的。Be reluctant to do something 就是指不愿意去做某事。例如 ，Lisa is reluctant to clean her bedroom， 丽莎不愿意清扫她的卧室。我们再看到本句的后半部分， 使用了一个句型，那就是 that 名词子句， that 后面加一完整句子，就形成了名词子句，可以视为一个名词，当作句子里的主词、受词、同位语或主词补语。本句的动词 believes 后面接两个 that 子句作为受词，第一个 that 子句是 he is cursed， 第二个 that 子句是 there's nothing he can do to change his fate。 当一个动词后面有两个 that 子句作为受词时，只有第一个 that 可以省略， 例如 My father believes the key to success is hard work and that hard work will eventually pay off. 我爸爸相信成功的关键是努力，也相信努力终究会有回报。然后我们再看到最后一段的第一句， The idea that friendship can transform our lives is also presented in Holes. 友谊能够改变我们人生的这个概念同样也在洞里呈现。这句的 that 后面接一个完整的句子，也是名词子句的用法。不过在本句 that 名词子句是作为 the idea 的同位语，也就是 the idea 就等于 that 子句。例如 The thought that the country is on the brink of a war has caused people to panic. 国家将会有战争发生的想法已经造成人们惊慌。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I got an idea, everybody. Let's say we continue explaining our lesson for today, okay? I was originally going to go outside and play some tennis or something
like
really?
That.
Oh, really? Yeah, but...
You don't deserve that yet. You haven't worked hard enough,
Tom. I'm getting paid to do this instruction for, so I guess I better do this. Our students do deserve a good lesson for today. So that's where we left off. Mm. We kind of said that things were pieced together by the end of the novel. Everybody got what they deserved. There was justice.Interestingly, it is not the legal system that grants everyone justice. Okay, so if you're talking about the legal system, we're talking about the courts, laws, the police, and stuff like that. And a lot of people don't trust the government to deliver justice. Most of us probably think that, justice will not be served in most cases. You know, the government is corrupt everywhere, so we've got to watch out for that. So, yes, in this particular book, we don't really rely on the government or the legal system, all those lawyers and stuff like that. To grant here just means to provide somebody with something, usually as if it were a gift or something.
Yeah.
To grant somebody a privilege, for example. But in this case, yeah, we don't, we can't really rely on the legal system. We get justice from above.
We do. Now, instead, wrongs seem to be corrected by a force of truth and righteousness in the universe. You could perhaps attribute that to God, if you believe in God. Here, we're using wrongs just to talk about things that have been bad that happened to people. Perhaps they didn't deserve it, like Stanley going to that Green Lake camp because he supposedly stole sneakers. That wasn't fair. That was a wrong. There's a famous saying we use, two wrongs don't make a right. So sometimes if something bad happens to you and you want to, you know, get back at them, you hit them or do something bad, but that doesn't make it right. So two wrongs don't make a right. Don't try to get revenge. Now, sometimes the universe will just take care of everything. And eventually, those bad people will be punished and the good people will be rewarded in some way. Let's look at the next sentence. A good example of this, remember, is Sam, who is killed because of racism. Racism is when people have a hatred for another group of people just based on their skin or what group of ethnicity they are. So that's wrong. He was killed because he was black. And remember, Catherine, his girlfriend, was white.
Yeah, that's a little problem for me, though, because I guess this is the only person to have died in this book, and it seems like it's always the black guy who gets to die. If you watch Hollywood movies and stuff like that, it seems like they always kill the black guy. So, yes, indeed, this is a little bit of a problem here. So we're talking about sort of overall truth or justice in the universe. So, yeah, this might be justice in a more abstract sense. It says, although he never receives justice in court, his killers are not caught or whatever, they get off scot-free. Nature avenges him by drying up the lake. So nature kind of says, okay, you killed him just because he's in love with a white woman, therefore I'm going to dry up your lake. That means you take away the water from a lake or a pond or a river or something, and this therefore punished the townspeople people who took his life. Remember, they probably took him out and maybe lynched him as they did down south in the past, or they murdered him some other way, but he did die, and I guess nature kind of avenged his death.
That's right. So that's kind of how the universe, you know, made things more fair, gave justice to Sam. That's one of the examples. Now, the third paragraph starts by saying the idea that friendship can transform lives is also presented in Holes. That's an important lesson, especially for kids. Typically, teenagers have a hard time. Going through that period of life is always difficult. Even if you're cool, it can be hard sometimes. And you need friends. Now, at the start of the book, Stanley doesn't have any friends. He's been bullied before and doesn't think others will accept him. If you bully someone, you're someone who is stronger, more powerful, maybe more popular, and you treat people that aren't quite as strong or popular badly because you can, which is horrible. But it happens today. Happens in schools everywhere. It happened when I was growing up, too.
Yeah, it's usually only referring to this in schools. So it doesn't really happen in offices.
No, you're an adult by then. But yeah. You can still be bullied as an adult.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You technically can.
Usually happens between kids, though.
Yeah, if we hear about bullying, it's usually in school or something. Mm-hmm. A big kid there. He's kind of dumb, but he's big and strong, and he picks on the younger kids.
He's mean.
Takes their lunch money away, punches them, stuff like that. So, and then there's psychological bullying as well. It's not just the boys who do it. The girls
True.
Do it, too. And, again, he doesn't think other people will accept him. Remember, he's kind of accepting his fate. He's accepting destiny. I mean, you know, my family's cursed, you know. There's nothing I can really do about it, so I just might as well not even try. Well, then he meets somebody by the name of Zero, and he's a quiet but smart boy with similar issues. So here, issues just refers to problems. So Zero probably lacks self-confidence or self-esteem. He's probably been bullied, and he doesn't stand up for himself and stuff. So they kind of relate to each other.
They really do. That's kind of nice for him to find that friend. If you have a bond with somebody, it means you have things in common that kind of tie you together. So here we're saying their bond thickens or strengthens the ties between them, and they make great sacrifices for each other. Those are the best kind of friends, friends who will be loyal and actually sacrifice for you. This in turn breaks Stanley's family curse, which is great. This in turn means after this happens, then something else follows. So this in turn breaks Stanley's family curse. To have that kind of friendship probably also brings justice into little Stanley's life, I would say.
Yep, indeed. Do remember the summary of the novel, there was some kind of curse because of Stanley's great-great-grandfather, Elia. He failed to fulfill a promise to Madame Zeroni, who was probably some kind of gypsy fortune teller or something like that. But because of Stanley, the new Stanley, the young Stanley,
yeah,
here, his
young
relationship
guy.
With Zero, hey, this family curse has been lifted, and in the afterlife, maybe Madame Zamboni, or whatever her name was.
And Zeroni.
Zeroni, yeah. Zamboni is actually a device that makes ice on an ice rink. But in any case here, yeah, maybe in the afterworld they finally decided to mend fences. Everything is okay. They have decided to, become friends and stop their quarrel. And so this, of course, in turn, as a result, stops that curse of the family, and Stanley can go on to live an outstanding life as a wonderful member of society. He can probably even find a girlfriend and have kids just like everybody else.
Now, the last sentence in this particular unit says, the novel seems to suggest that loyalty and kindness will eventually reap rewards. If you're loyal to somebody, it means you have their back. You always support them if they're attacked or other people treat them unfairly. You stand up and say, hey, that's not right. And if they tell you secrets, you never share them. Loyal friends are worth everything, I think. Loyalty, of course, is the noun form of the adjective loyal, to be loyal to someone. If you reap rewards, it means that's what you harvest, or that's what comes back to you because you're loyal. So hopefully, Stanley will continue to do well. Of course, this is just a novel, but we hope that just by going through this novel and learning about some of these kids' life, it will help those who are reading, too.
Indeed. So you all ought to pick up a copy of this, and it will help your reading comprehension immensely. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
文章的第二段提到说，在小说里面呢，人们所应得的正义并非是法庭所赋予的，而是在冥冥之中会有一股力量让他们的正义获得伸张。我们看到这一段的倒数第三句 Instead, wrongs seem to be corrected by a force of truth and righteousness in the universe. 反之，错误仿佛是被存在世间的一股真相和公正的力量所校正过来的。副词 instead 是反而、代替的意思，用来说明某件事没有发生，另一件事反而发生了。例如 ，Linda didn't make an excuse for being late. Instead, she admitted it and apologized to us. 琳达没有为迟到找借口，她反而承认这件事并向我们道歉。而另一个常见的片语 instead of。是取而代之而不是的意思，常常可以和 instead 的句型互换。例如刚刚那一句，我们可以替换成 Instead of making an excuse for being late, Linda admitted it and apologized to us. 琳达承认她迟到，并向我们道歉，而不是为迟到找借口。最后我们看到文章的第三段，这一段说明在小说中真挚的友情能够改变一个人原本困顿的人生。我们看到这一段的最后一句 The novel seems to suggest that loyalty and kindness will eventually reap rewards. 这本小说似乎暗示忠诚和仁慈终究会获得报偿。本句的一个动词 reap 是指 to get something, especially something good, as a result of what you have done.也就是获得、收割的意思。我们常听到一个谚语 You reap what you sow, 就是指自食其果的意思。也可以说 As you reap, so shall you sow. 以上就是今天的课程，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you'll be able to pick up a copy of Holes and read through this and increase your proficiency in English. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.